You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today I'm here with Kate and Jackie, both from Somerset Side. Hi Kate and Jackie, how are you both today? Thank you for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, it's lovely to be invited. Thank you very much for inviting us.
Could you tell me a little bit about Somerset Side and how long the charity has been going for?
Well, Somerset Side was founded in 1919, so we have been going for a while. We have also been awarded the Queen's Award for voluntary service because of the service we do in the community in Somerset. And Somerset Side has a lot of people that come to us for help. We have about 1,500 people that we help each month. We get about 600 new referrals, people who've been recently diagnosed, and they have help from Somerset Side as well. And the whole point about Somerset Side is that we are able to support people immediately with no waiting list. And also we provide various different services so that people can remain independent and can make the best use of their remaining sight and also can lead a healthy and socially active life.
What areas do you cover geographically?
Geographically, we cover the whole of Somerset and then also anybody who's on the borders of Devon or Dorset or Wiltshire are obviously very welcome to come here if it's more convenient for them than going to their local sight loss association.
What support services do you offer to visually impaired people?
My colleague Kate, she will be able to tell you about these services.
So our core services are our amazing volunteer visiting service, where we have volunteers who will do a minimum of 2 hours fortnightly, go into the home, and that may be sitting chatting to somebody or going out for a walk, going shopping, coming to one of our activities, one of our many activities that we do. And across the county, we have nearly 290 people supported by that service, which is incredible. It helps with isolation and it helps with people well-being, and it's so important to get people out and about and socialising. We also have a technology support service. We focus on helping people with their existing technologies that they have, making sure that they make full use of those with all the incredible apps and speech-to-text things that are available on smartphones or computers or tablets, iPads. We can go into the home and do that, we can do it in group settings, or we can do it over the phone. And for that service, I believe we supported 285 people last year. So how incredible is that? We also have a mobile advisory bus that goes around the county to 40 different locations. This is an incredible service because Somerset is a very large county and very rural. So having a mobile that goes out to those outreach places in Somerset enables everybody to access all of our resources. We can do technology. And again, huge numbers are supported by that service, nearly 1,800 last year. So again, as you can see, Somerset Side is, you know, out and about supporting everybody. Our emotional support service is very important service. When people reach out to us needing help and struggling emotionally, we are able to offer them the support they need there and then. If you need emotional support, we can do it when you need it, not 6 months down the line. So this is something we are particularly proud of. And this can be a face-to-face service or over the phone. I know that service supported upwards of 200 people last year. So incredible.
Could you tell me more about the social activities that you provide?
We also have our social groups, again, across the county, and most of our groups have really healthy numbers, 30, 40 people attending them. And this is so important for peer support, people seeing other people that understand what the other person's going through. They're so popular now, and you know, some of our incredible stories, outcomes that we have are people actually arrange to go on holidays together and trips out, meals, and this is all born out of our social groups, so we're very proud of that. And they're all volunteer led as well, which is amazing. So what else have we got? We've got activities, anything from a driving experience, and that's in a car and horse and carriage as well. Some of our very low people with very low vision, blind, can be seen flying around an airfield at about 80 to 90 miles an hour. We've got a fabulous acoustic rifle shooting team, and currently did amazingly well at the British Championships. We also have children's activities. We have a talking books. We've got a library with CDs, but we can also help people set up their Alexas or get audiobooks downloaded onto their devices such as iPads, phones or tablets.
If anyone would like to know more about Somerset site or get in touch, how can they do this?
You can contact our office. Our phone number is 01823 333818. You can email admin@somersetsite.org.uk. You can reach us via our website, or you can pop in, yes, either to our headquarters in Taunton or one of the many locations that Donna and our mobile bus visits.
And all those are on our website.
That's great. Thank you so much, Kate and Jackie, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio today.
Well, it's our pleasure, and I very much hope that we, you know, hear from some of your listeners.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.